introduce you.
For dance, once the caller asked for kind of a slinky tune.
Is it hard for you? Is it hard when you're playing for a dance when the caller starts at one tempo and wants to speed it up a little bit to get that together? Because that happens not infrequently, that either the dancers learn it and then they can move it at a faster tempo, or else it just starts off too slow because the caller doesn't guess a good tempo or whatever.
We'll have a couple examples of that tonight.
Is there something you could tell a caller about how to help so that you get the right tempo for the dance, and if we want to move it up a little bit?
I find that difficult. I'm not sure if there might have a little more advice, but I do find that it's difficult to choose the next speed, because it's just sort of like, okay, I've got five people, and if I'm the one to choose the next tempo, I sort of just blindly go to a tempo. You hope it's not too fast, or hope it's enough, because it's such a jarring thing to do.
Tempo in mid-tune.
Yeah, it's difficult.
But certain tunes also lend themselves to a different tempo, I think. Some just have naturally more drive than.
Oh yes, that's yeah.
The selection of the tunes.
Yeah, that's really true. Yeah, the notier tunes can be. A tune like Walking on the Parlor is better for a faster dance, whereas like Mississippi Sawyer is often better for me personally. I'd rather play that for a slower one, just because there's more going on. It's easier to kind of move the dancers.
And there's a whole group of tunes that we play that we inadvertently speed up.
Yeah.
Because you can.
I think it's hard. It is hard, and I think just it has to be an arbitrary tempo at that point, because you're just all having, you can't stop and talk about it, so you just.
But sometimes also a caller knows what they're looking for in a dance, like the tempo of that dance might require a faster dance or
slower. It's incredibly helpful if the caller has thought about that and made it his or her business to know what the tempo for this dance is and give a starting tempo.
And gets it right.
That just makes a dance go complete, 100% better than if they don't know. And sometimes beginning callers are kind of getting that together, and it does happen. And it's no big deal. I mean, it's not a big problem, compared to the
dance police will come out and take you away.
I just add to what Roy was saying. Yeah. Sometimes when we speed up, I feel like it's scary to push the accelerator because you don't know when it's going to stop. Sometimes I feel that the other night in the dance, there was one that we sped up, and at one point I was afraid we just kept going faster and faster, but like, where are we going to end up? You can break this speed of sound after a while, and then they'll make a dance.
And the dancers are thinking that we're thinking, oh, so you want it fast, dude.
Thursday night, Heidi, didn't you lead on Thursday night? I mean, you're the one who kind of took off and when Jim asked for a up-tempo on that one number. So the rest of you, how'd she do? In picking a tempo.
It can.
Yeah.
What I remember is it jumped, and then it was like, and then it got to a point we kind of leveled out. But I guess you're just kind of searching around trying to find that pocket, And it's probably the same team.
Yeah, but it's like one more time.
Were there dancers that remember dancing to that and going, oh God? Was there a reaction that you have?
No, I just went, oh wow.
Okay. None of us missed the change in tempo, but it's really fun.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think I think maybe more in the Northeast and also in Irish and Scottish. that kind of has an effect of, in a sense, speeding up, or just sort of like, ooh, you know, here's something new, here's a change. In old time, we'd just speed up. No, that's not true.
I was trying to set Martha for a ballad, and I'll have Astro and Heidi to do fiddle banjo. We used to do practically anything we could do for a free meal or a couple bucks. And one of them was we talked about the history of country music, which people really like. Out in East Tennessee, it's a big deal because the Carter family started there, and Jimmy Rogers, and there's a great Appalachian tradition that, you know, is at the heart of a lot of this music. So we used to do it for a lot of grade schools and things like that. And so some of these demonstrations are left over from that, but I bet they'll be refreshingly new today. Best I can do, Martha. Go.
Kind of curious. Does anyone know, are there ballads that are that have been here since? I mean, as far as Alaska, are there ballads that were brought up here that anyone's aware of from, you know, either the Gold Rush days or as far as European ballads? Do you know?
There's a woman up in Anderson that compiled a book of the CD of Gold Rush.
Yeah, there's a long, you know, there's a big part of the history here is the Matanuska Valley was populated by people out of Minnesota and Wisconsin in particular. During the Depression and stuff, and cold weather farmers, and started that agricultural part out there. And there's an awful lot of that logging, and you know, the fisheries have a lot of ballads. And that, I don't know much about it, but I'm sure that they have a long history that they were brought here.
And there's a Gwich'in fiddling tradition too in the native villages that sprung up.
I had heard about that.
That's a very interesting thing. And they're at least the way I understand it, that they actually got it from the you know, the men of 98 and the old Gold Rush guys, and got in the interior with the Alaska Natives, and they've continued it in the Alaska Native villages. So it's very interesting for our culture to end up there or vice versa, and all of a sudden you have some old Athabascan. doing these really old timey fun tunes. It's a very interesting conversation.
See you, Kenny.
Oh, never mind.
With all that in mind, now you'll sing a murder ballad.
Were you going to say something?
Yeah, when 9/11 happened, I was working at the Native Hospital, and they had a fast prayer Friday. You know, where they asked for a special activity on that Friday, and we gathered around the flagpole, and it was all these Native Alaskans, and they put on this performance, and I was so amazed at the patriotic songs that they sang that I had never even heard of ever. And here were these elderly Native Alaskans singing these patriotic songs, and they were beautiful. I had never heard them before.
Wow.
And it was so sentimental and endearing to me.
Wow. That is really cool. Well, I'll sing this ballad. It's the house carpenter, and so it's a ballad that came over from England over 300 years ago, I guess. And it's fairly common. There's different versions or different variants of it, particularly in Appalachia. You find different pockets. And the one that I end up sticking with is actually a version that I got from the singer is Carol Elizabeth Jones, who probably a lot of you know, and it was on, I think it's on John Plays Banjo, and she's
the Wandering Ramblers.
The Wandering Ramblers, yeah. Which is, I don't know if you guys, do you guys have any of that stuff yet?
No, that's out of print.
It's out of take if you can ever find the Wandering Ramblers. It's awesome. But I think I ended up settling with that mostly, or I may have stuck some other stuff in there. But any case. And for those of you who don't know, I'm not sure how many people are not familiar with the area that we live in East Tennessee, North Carolina, and then kind of that southern Appalachian area. The geography is very, you have a lot of hollers, and people are very isolated, even though they might be very close to each other. So a variant of one song or a fiddle tune might be very different 10 miles away than it is someplace else, or in a different county. It might have a different name, or ballads that got carried over might have gotten shifted or brought from a different part of England where it had been kind of shifted around. So it's kind of an interesting, kind of similar to what you were talking about, like the Native Alaskans singing patriotic songs that probably are from a long time ago. You know? So anyways, here's that.